One morning, Duhabret was missing at the scene of his daily labors. His absence created much remark, and many were the jokes passed upon the occasion. One surmised this, and another that, as the cause of the phenomenon, and it was finally agreed that the poor fellow must have worked himself into an absolute skeleton, and taken his final stand in the glass frame of some apothecary, or been blown away by a puff of wind while his door happened to stand open. No one thought of going to his lodgings to look after him or his remains. Meanwhile, the object of their mirth was tossing on a bed of sickness. Disease, which had been slowly sapping the foundations of his strength, burned in every vein. His eyes rolled and flashed in delirium. His lips, usually so silent, muttered wild and incoherent words. In his days of health, poor Duhabret had his dreams, as all artists, rich or poor, will sometimes have. He had thought that the fruit of many years' labor, disposed of to advantage, might procure him enough to live in an economical way for the rest of his life. He never anticipated fame or fortune. The height of his ambition or hope was to possess a tenement large enough to shelter him from the inclemencies of the weather, with means enough to purchase one comfortable meal per day.